that the governor's race in one way is a referendum on this issue. There's one candidate running for governor that supports full legalization. And when the Mazeer Coats team wins, it'll be a very clear indication that the people of Maryland are supportive of us taking that full measure, and we'll get it done in 2015.
Have you given up on the legalization bill for this year?
I haven't given up on it, but in talking to my colleagues, it's clear that it will be a challenge to get it through this session, that there's an election coming up, that they want to wait and see what the voters have to say about legalization in terms of the clear choices that exist on this issue in the governor's race. And it's on that issue a mandate question. If the Mazeer Coats team wins, it's very clear what we stand for vis-a-vis the other campaigns, and we've said we would make it a priority to get it done in 2015. I don't think that means we have to wait until next year to make any progress, though, and we can get decriminalization done this session. That's why I supported and introduced legislation to do that, thinking that it was very likely that it would probably take until next year and another election to make that move for full legalization.
You've seen the Senate bill. What do you think of it? And from my understanding, a final vote's not till tomorrow. They got to print the bill.
The Senate has added a few amendments that I don't think were designed to be poison pills. There are sometimes amendments added with the intent to try to kill a bill altogether. Other times there are amendments added to try to strengthen it. I don't see any of the amendments that were added as anything that we couldn't live with in the House, and I think that the Senate's willingness to move the decriminalization bill forward increases the likelihood that we will have more momentum in the House to get the same thing done.